You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Wow, eclipse season is here. Eclipse season number one. How's everybody feeling? For those that don't know about the eclipse and the eclipse season and the eclipse last night, we have the Earth, we have the Moon coming in over the top of the Earth and the Sun above. We also had the beautiful new Moon coming in. And us being like 70% water, 75% water, we feel these emotions. And it's, as I said last week, it's about clearing out. And I don't know, the aches, the pains, the nauseous, the letting go, the shedding. I hope you all did your work. You let go, you felt, and you transitioned easily last night and even into today and where it's falling. You will notice that your energy is starting to rev up and your insights, the connecting to the ethers, to the spirits above, connecting to your soul wisdom, it is all ramping up. And that's why you'll find, because we have another eclipse coming through with the season, there's more happening in 2 weeks. So feeling into how you are feeling now, listening to what's coming up for you, and ask, really hand on heart, allow your soul to see, is this for me or is it someone else's? Really feel into this. The energy is going to be shifting. It's going to be moving quite fast, as is all our energy. When I feel into this, if there is an opportunity that comes to you and you've toyed with the idea and you're not really sure, and if it keeps playing at you and coming at you in all different ways, watching for the signs, watching for different words of feelings, maybe a phone call, something in the news, if you're seeing these signs and they're coming through, just go for it. Sometimes we do feel fear, but if we step into what we're feeling, we realize, hey, I may be curious, but I need to do this. It might be feeble, but I still need to do it. This eclipse season is really good to do that. So there's my lovely words for the week. I hope you have a glorious week. I do have a caller coming in. Hello, how are you going today? Jante, how are you?
Hi, great. How about you?
Yeah, no, I'm really good. How did you go with the eclipse? How did you feel? Or how are you feeling?
Great. I'm feeling
good,
great.
Good. And feeling great means that you're aligning to your soul. That is wonderful. It's good to see. Because
yes,
if you do the work, that's what happens, isn't it? Got to keep letting go. Reinventing. And you're from Texarkana, is it? How do you say that?
Yes, ma'am. Texarkana.
I did it right. Texarkana. I gather that's near Texas, part of Texas.
Yes.
Yes. And would you like a general reading today, Shante, or have you got some questions, anything you would like to know?
I like a general reading, include my love life as well.
Yeah, okay. But let me have a look here and see what we've got coming on for you. Very interesting. They're actually showing me your wisdom. Interesting. Have you been ramping up? Yes, you have. You've been ramping up things quite a lot lately. Things have been moving quite quickly and they're just showing me. And as they do move quickly, you're going to feel a little bit, I got the word startled, but that's okay. Keep moving forward. Don't let your fears, especially around, and I'm going, I know you said relationships, but around a work situation or money, it could be around money because it is around work money. Don't let that hold you back because there's a real driving force within you that you're creating your own magic now. And I feel that you really have to go with it. Your soul, have you been in a long-term relationship for a long time? Because my soul's pulling into a long-term relationship. And I just feel
it's
that.
It's been about
into
2 years now.
Yeah. Is that long-term for you? Is that like quite long? Do you feel that's long-term? Yeah. Yeah. And I just feel because my soul's pulling into it, but I'm not feeling to let it go. I'm actually feeling to bring it in more. Does that sound right for you? Because I feel that there's a communication the communication that comes with that, the joy that comes with that and opening. I feel it's just opening up more. Trust your feelings. Oh, okay. Do you guys live together? Because if you don't, I feel you are or you will be. Do you guys live together?
No, not right now.
I do feel that you will be living together. Quite interesting that you're the one that likes your independence more.
You do,
but I just feel... Yeah, it's going to make more sense because the more that you're away, I don't think that you need the both homes. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, are you looking at traveling or something?
Am I looking at traveling?
No, I just got the more that you're away, it doesn't make sense to have the two homes. And I thought, I wonder if you're traveling. I didn't see it come up. That's why I had to ask.
Interesting.
Do you have two daughters?
I have a daughter and a son.
A daughter and a son. Is there two other females living with you at the moment in the house?
My son stays with me and my brother stays with me, but my daughter is with my mom.
Okay. The two females in the house would be your mother and your daughter. Okay. Who in spirit would know the two females in the house? Is your dad still here?
Yes, but my stepdad passed away.
Your stepdad? And
yes.
He lived with your mum? Yeah?
He did. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so I feel then it's him because I was trying to work out, but I didn't want to be rude and scare you and say it was your dad, so it's your stepdad. Okay, he's coming in around you. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's showing me. There's actually going to be quite a lot of travel coming up for you, which is good. And a change in job, something around you. What's going on around your later years? Have you just, in your last few years, have you changed jobs or did he change jobs in the later years? Do you do something similar, later years and changing jobs, he's saying?
I just started a job this past Sunday.
And so you've just started. They've changed.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's going to probably allow you to travel more too. Must be going
I'm hoping.
Yeah, no, it will, because what he's showing me, I'm trying to listen to him and then I'm psychically looking forward as well. He's actually showing me that there's a lot more travel and something to do with later years. That's really good. Do you smoke?
I did smoke, but I vape.
Yeah, maybe because he's showing me, maybe it's a great idea for you to think about, I don't know, cutting back cutting down, looking at your health around that. Because it came through like nee, naughty. Yeah, I know it's hard, but yeah, have a think about that. Your partner, does he sit on the lounge a lot? Does he doesn't have the best motivation? What's going on with him?
He's kind of distant right now, so I'm not really sure, but.
He's got a business.
He's kind of distant right now. He's not working at the time because of his health issues. But
right. So he's sitting on the lounge because he's showing me he's sitting on the lounge. So
yeah.
No, you're not his carer. Don't be his carer either. Interesting. Maybe once he gets up off the lounge, you'll be doing more things. But I actually see you living with a partner, and I see you traveling, and this partner here has lots of health issues and sits on the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, so you may be following your heart down the track and traveling. Interesting. Your stepdad is really showing me this man sitting there on the lounge. So with his health issues, are they something that he's not trying to get better? He's not working on getting better. What's going on there?
His high blood pressure and anxiety is really messing with him right now. He's kind of trying to work on it, but not as much as he should.
Yeah, so he needs to. So if he's going to be the one that's traveling with you, he needs to work on himself. He needs to get off the lounge. So sometimes it's not even about tablets, it's about sunshine, it's about getting outside, it's about grounding in nature, changing your mindset, not being glued to, say, let's say we say the radiation that's inside, but there's internet's going on, there's all sorts of stuff, there's energy of the TV. Get outside, get in nature. Tell him to get some sun into him. He can't go, he's mm-hmm. not going to go very well sitting there. But you're not his carer. You are not his nursemaid. That is coming through very clearly. You've now got a new job. You now know that you can look after yourself. You always have looked after yourself, but you'll be able to look after yourself. You will be financing this traveling, so that's great. Please take care of you and remember you're number one. Keep lifting your spirits. Please do not let anyone else's energy pull you down, Shantae, okay? This is always about
ma'am.
Raising your vibration, keeping it up high because you're a beautiful person. You deserve to travel. You deserve to enjoy your life. I see a lot of dancing from you. I see your fitness levels improving with this new job. So that's very good for you as well. And there's a lot of circle of sisters, of women around you. So that's you've got plentiful to play with, plenty of people. Your stepfather mm-hmm. sending love through to your mother and your family too. He's just bringing those two girls together. Please acknowledge him because he would like to be acknowledged to your mum.